I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. If you're someone who lives for shopping on Black Friday, you're probably already home by now. Maybe you're snoozing, exhausted from your pre-dawn raid. Better you than me. Black Friday's become such an American experience that reporters from all over the world love to cover it. But you know what? I hate to say this. When it comes to getting a bargain, we Americans are, in general, pretty sad. I mean, sure, we'll wait online for a week to save a few hundred bucks on a TV, but in other parts of the world, you go into a store, no waiting, and you haggle, even in the big shops. Abdelhak Karash knows a thing or two about the art of haggling. He's from Morocco, but has been living and shopping in Northern Virginia for many years.
It looks different to me compared to how we shop back home. Here, all the prices are set. Back home, it's a lot of bargaining.
Here's the thing. I lived in the Middle East for 7 years.
Okay.
And everything, you know, you can bargain on everything. The problem is that you're always worried, not that you're not paying a good price, but that someone else is paying a better price. And so in some ways you feel that, okay, maybe the TV in America is $1,200, but at least everybody pays $1,200.
I agree with you with that.
Abdelhak pays $700 because he's better than I am. I pay $900. It's very frustrating, I found.
It is. I agree with you.
Do you? But I thought you're good at this.
Well, it's still, even if you're good, there's also good sellers over there, you know?
Right. Is there something you remember this moment? You remember shopping back in Morocco where you got just a fantastic deal and you thought, yes, I won that one.
Many times. Let's give an example of the Feast of the Sheep, you know, when they bought a sheep and the slaughter.
The Eid holiday. Yeah,
the Eid holiday. And everybody tried to get a better deal, again, the right ship, you know, with a better price. Because sometimes the market can drop one day and go up another day, maybe in the morning, maybe in the afternoon, can change. And I remember I went with my dad and my family, and we were expecting the market to be higher because just was the day before the Eid. So we have to lower the price and keep bargaining. And I remember that we get a better deal at that moment.
You know, if you go on some of the shopping websites here in the United States, they tell you you should actually bargain. Have you ever tried it here in the U.S.?
Well,
except for a car or something.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But I don't know why you can bargain for cars and not for something else. Is that strange?
I don't know why that is. Abdelhak, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Abdelhak Karash, originally from Morocco, now does his shopping in Northern Virginia. Many other countries have their own versions of Black Friday. To find out more, we reached out to some of our favorite voices.
Hi, I'm Jordan Canning. I'm a filmmaker based in Toronto, Canada. Boxing Day, to me, is the original Canadian Black Friday. It's the day after Christmas. It's an extra party day, for one thing, but it's also, you know, when the Boxing Week sales start. So these big, huge price slashings begin usually the day after Christmas. Sometimes they last a full week. It's actually brilliant. It's if the world made sense, the sales would happen before Christmas so that we could all afford to buy nice things for the people we love. But instead, they give us another excuse to go out and spend more money at a slightly reduced price.
My name is Jesse Appel. I'm an intercultural comedian in China. So there is no Black Friday per se, but there is a day called Singles Day, which just passed. And Singles Day is celebrated by people, whether you're single or not, by going online and just buying huge amounts of merchandise on websites like Taobao, which is the greatest website ever. It's basically like Amazon, but they have everything and they ship it all really cheap and all the stuff is really cheap. It's great. But a lot of the shopping on Singles Day is done online. So it's not necessarily about going to the store and getting the good deal in the store. The massive amount of the people who are purchasing these things don't live in major cities where you have the outlet stores for their favorite brand or anything like that. So you kind of have to purchase online because your city literally may not have the store that you're looking to buy from.
My name is Ritu Chatterjee and I'm in New Delhi. We have nothing like the Black Friday here in India. We have some seasonal sales where prices are marked down quite a bit, but nothing like the kind of markdowns you see in Black Friday. In fact, it's a pretty strange concept here in India still. In general, a lot of the Hindu festivals, what we've seen is over the last few decades, as people have gotten wealthier, consumerism has grown overall, festivals have developed this a sort of consumerist flavor where people buy a lot of new clothes and there's a lot more gift giving than there was, say, when my parents were growing up or when they were really young. But even that doesn't quite compare to Black Friday. People, at least in urban India, have been acquiring more stuff. Consumerism has grown, but even now, I personally realize how much less stuff I use here than when I used to live in the US.
And I'm Frank Contreras in Mexico City.
Oh, yes, Mexico absolutely has its own equivalent of Black Friday. Here it's called Buen Fin. It's kind of a reference to Buen Fin de Semana, which means have a great weekend, right? People definitely get out and go shopping. The big department stores have tremendous sales here, very similar to what you see in the United States. One place had 40% off on all kinds of home furniture. So you'd see people buying up flat screen TVs. I went into one department store and saw one man carrying out like seven of these huge flat screen TVs, you know, the kind that cover up your entire wall. In the capital city, absolutely, most people were very, very happy to get out there and take advantage of these prices and just shop, shop, shop.
That was Frank Shop, Shop, Shop Contreras in Mexico City, Jesse Appel on China, Ritu Chatterjee in New Delhi, and Jordan Canning in Toronto.